Okay, today is Daf Samach Aleph. We are on Daf Samach Aleph on the top line. So, here we go. Amar Ula. Ula says like this. Se'ir sheshachtu, if a se'ir is, the se'ir l'Hashem, is shechted, kodum matan damo shel par, before you did the applications of the dam of the par, Kohen Gadol brought a par for himself and the other Kahanim, then there were two se'irs, one l'Hashem, one l'Azazel. If he shechts the seer l'Hashem before he does the par, blood, lo asa v'lo klum, he hasn't done anything. Meaning, you got to do the par, finish the par, before you start the seer. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah said, hiktim dam ha-seer l'dam ha-par, if you do the dam of the seer before the dam of the par, yachzar v'yadze midam ha-seer, you have to go back and do the dam ha-seir, achar dam ha-par. After the dam ha-par. Which is exactly what Ula said.
Well, it isn't, because he just said...
Ula said even more. So if Ula's right, then it's, the Mishnah should have said, yagzer v'yishchot mi boyele. You got to go back and shecht it again. Because you can't even shecht the seir until you finish with the par. That's what the Mishnah said. Mishnah the dam, but maybe shechting can be done beforehand. Now, by the way, the Rishonim point out that the Bach says, don't give me the same answer, b'shechita lo kamayri, we said it yesterday, b'ketoros lo kamayri. What do you mean, b'shechita lo kamayri? We're not talking about shechita. That's how it doesn't, that doesn't, that, doesn't, that, that answer won't fly here, because, right? That answer won't fly here.
You can't have the blood until it's...
Exactly. So, Tirgama Ula explained, no. The Mishnah is talking about bimatnos shebehechol. The Mishnah is talking about the matanos of the hechol. There, the seir is allowed to be shechted. When do we say that the seir can't be shechted until the par's dam is finished? That's how the dam's going on in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That you can't even shecht the seir till that's done. But then there's also dam done in the Kodesh. The Mizbeach. That already, the seer can be shechted. The seer can be shechted. Just the par has to go first. So it's not a kash on me at all. I can still hold what I hold. V'chein amar of Afes, b'matanos sheve heichel. Yeah, and Rav Afes said the same thing. With the matanos of the heichel, there the shechita is okay. In other words, if someone shechts the seer after the dam is done in the Kodesh, Kedoshim, after, that's fine. But that the blood has to be applied to the par first. Okay. Then we said, v'chein behechel, v'chein b'mizbeach. So too in the hechel, so too in the mizbeach. Okay? Now.
So this is really following Rav Nechemia, yeah?
What do you mean?
Well, he said that it's only when the Kohen Gadol was wearing the white...
Fine. Okay. Okay, so what did the Mishnah? Yeah. Okay, what did the Mishnah mean when it said v'chein behechel v'chein b'mizbeach? I'm gonna remind myself. Yeah. V'chein behechel v'chein b'mizbeach hazav shekula kapar b'fnei atzman. They all give a kapara. So there are four types of situations where you can have tuma in the Beit Hamikdash. Okay. So tummy person is not allowed to go to the Beit Hamikdash. Not allowed. And there are four situations. The first one is, a guy is Tamei. He forgot it was Tamei. Forgot. He went to the Beit HaMikdash, and then after, oh my goodness, I'm Tamei. I'm not allowed to be here. And he runs out. So he forgot, but then afterwards he remembered. So, such a person brings a carbon olav yorid. It's a carbon chatos. Every time you make a mistake, you bring a chatos. By Tuma, there's a kula. It's chatos too. It's called the olav yorid because it goes by your salary, not by your tax bracket. Why is there a difference by tuma than by every other mitzvah, every other avera? You turn the light on Shabbos. It doesn't go by your tax bracket. You have to bring a carbon chatos, an animal. So how come by tuma it goes by your tax bracket? How come by there's one other place where it goes by your tax bracket? By shavuas, oaths. You make a false oath. I promise I'm not gonna. Also there, and you violate the oath, Yeah, it goes by your tax bracket. Why those two things go by your tax bracket, I don't know. I once heard a reason. I don't know where I saw the reason. I once heard a reason because they were very, very common. People always tummy, especially back then when tumma really was, people held from it. And when it comes out of your mouth, it's very common. I promise I'm going to be there on time, won't be late. And there's traffic. So it's very, very common for people to make these mistakes. So the Torah had a little bit of rachmanas on you. Always have to bring some big animal, it's expensive. Okay, so these can go by your tax bracket. You're a rich person, Taka, bring an animal. You're not so rich, you can bring a bird or even flower. That's what I heard once. Anyway, so that's the story here. So if you're tummy, you forgot you were tummy. You went to the base, then you remember, oh my goodness, I'm tummy. So you remembered at the end, you bring a carbon chatas. Happens to me that it goes by your tax bracket. So it's called a carbon olaviorid. Now, what if you forgot you were tummy, you went to the Beis HaMikdash, and you never remembered that you were tummy. You spent the whole time there. You never remembered. By the way, I was tummy. I shouldn't have done that. That never happened. So what's such a person? So such a person, Yom Kippur's Mechaper. Just goes to show you how the seriousness of tumma. The whole Yom Kippur is Mechaper for this issue. Right? Which Yom Kippur? The Seir Lashem is Mechaper for that. The two animals, right? One's Lazazel, one's Lashem. The Seir Lashem is Mechaba for that kind of tumma. Okay? That's case number two. Case number three.
So what is the Seir of the Kohen Gadol?
There is no Seir of the Kohen Gadol. There's a power of the Kohen Gadol. The power of the Kohen Gadol, the power of the Kohen Gadol helps that for Kahanim. So there's a split now.
But he also has one for the Cholam. What is that?
One second. The third situation is that you didn't even know you were tummy. You never knew you were tummy. You go to the Beis HaMikdash. Then afterwards, you know what? I was tummy when I went to the Beis HaMikdash. Oh my goodness. I was tummy.
The second one?
No, the second one is you knew you were tummy, you forgot. You went to the Beis HaMikdash, and then you never remembered your tummy. Third one is the opposite way. You didn't even know you were tummy. You went to the Beis HaMikdash. Afterwards, you, oh my goodness, I was tummy. So what saves you from that? That is the there's another seir, that's the seir Lazazel. That's what Lazazel's for. This is according to this. And the fourth one is you never knew the beginning, you never knew at the end, you never knew you were tummy. You went to the Beis HaMikdash, you never knew you were tummy, you never know. So for that you have the seir of Rosh Chodesh and the Begalim, and that gives you a kapara. Okay? Fine. So, Tana Rabbanan. It says, V'chiper is mikdash ha-kodesh. And you should get a kapara for the kodesh. Zeh, lifnai v'lifnim. That's tumma, lifnai v'lifnim. Somehow, you're tamei and you went to the kodesh kedoshim. Besides the fact you shouldn't have done that, you would tamei also. Ol moed, zeh heichel. The ol moed is a heichel, that's in the kodesh. Mizbeach, the mizbeach, kimashmo. Right? Kimizbeach, kimashmo. Yechaper, Elu Azaros. That's the Azaros. So one second. The Mizbeach is in the Azara. So what is different? Why is the Mizbeach its own category? The Mizbeach is in the Azara. Rashi says, Al Tumma She'ira La'adam B'Mizbeach. A Tumma that happens to a guy at the Mizbeach. V'shaha K'dei Heshtachavaya. And he stays there long enough to bow down. That's the Shear of Tumma. If you go in there for one second, you walk right out. It's like on a website. You know, if you stay on the website for less than 5 seconds, it doesn't count as if you've been there, right? Same thing over here. You walk in for 2 seconds, but not enough time to hashtach havaya, it doesn't count. Shezeu shir shehiya lemi shenitma ba'azara. That's the shir of remaining in the azara. So why is the mizbeach a separate category? It's a separate category for some reason. V'hakahanim kimashmo. Kahanim is mashmo. Kahanim is a kahanim. Emakahal el Yisrael. Yichaper el halvim, hushvu kulon lekapara achas. They're all compared for one kapara. What does that mean? They're all compared for one kapara. Says Rashi, b'ha yichaper basra kahanim levim v'yisraelim. This yichaper includes everybody. Kahanim levim v'yisraelim. Ubetumas mikdash ukedashav iesh v'lashvosan. It's not tumas mikdash ukedashav. That can't be the same. Why not? Because shari ha'par mechaper ala kahanim v'hasiir nasa pefnim al yisrael. Because the par is for Kahanim, and the seir is for Yisraelim. So what is this pasuk talking about, that everyone's the same kapara? Ube'ezek kapara hushvu. What kapara are they all the same? Malamed shekula mischapim bevidu shel seir mishtaleach b'shar averos divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's the seir that gets thrown off the cliff. That applies to every Jew. For what? Every other avera in the sun. Why is the Yom Kippur split up like that? Every avera is the seir that gets thrown off the cliff, and the seir l'Hashem is just for tumah. Why is that? I don't know. And then Rabbi Yehuda will say the par of Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol is for the kahana for tumah. The seir is for the Yisrael for tumah. And the Seir Mishtaleach is everything else, every other Toma, every other Avera, for every Jew, Yisrael, Levi, and Kohen, doesn't make a difference. Fine. Shekula mitzchapin, b'Seir Mishtaleach, b'Shar Averos, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, K'shem Shadam HaSeir, Nase Bifnim, Mechaper Al Yisrael, B'Toma Spikta Shukadashav. The Dam of the Bifnim, right? What's Bifnim mean? In the Kodesh Kedashim and in the Heichal, both of them, are Mechaper, for Yisrael, Tumas Mikdash and Kedashav, meaning Tuma. Kach, Dam HaPar, Mechaper Bal Kahanam, B'Tumas Mikdash and Kedashav. So to the Par is Mechaper Kahanam. U'Kishim, Sheshevidui, Shalseir Mishtaleach, Mechaper Al Yisrael, B'Shar Averos. And the Vidui of the Seir Mishtaleach is Mechaper, for every other Avera. Kach, Vidushal Par, Mechaper Al Kahanim, B'Shar Averos. So he holds that the Seir Mishtaleach is only for Yisraelim, and the par is for other is for the kahanim for other averos as well. Now he throws in the word vidui, which so like is the carbon magic? Like without any tshuva, it just works. Is that what it means?
Does Yom Kippur work without any?
That's a good question. Does it? How could that be? It could be. How could that be? Now you say, oh, the begadim of the Kohen Gadol are mechaper. This is me'il of mechaper for Lashon Hara. Without truth, it's mechaper for Lashon Hara. I'm the same person. I didn't do anything to myself. But the me'il of mechaper, could that be?
And
the choshen is mechaper for murder. So I murdered somebody. It's a terrible gevura. Like Lashon Hara, it's terrible. That's mechaper? I didn't do a thing. I didn't want 1 ounce of tshuva? How could that be?
Isn't that what Moshe did after the Chesed Egel? It was he who pleaded on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, and they were forgiven.
Were they forgiven?
Well, it's a better understanding.
Doesn't Rashi say that there's no punishment ever meted out in the history of the world that didn't include the eagle? Shem never let it go.
Okay, so the case of Meraglia then.
What?
The case of Meraglia.
They all died.
Yeah,
Hashem said, Kivarecha, I'll do it over 40 years, so nobody should say I couldn't bring them into Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rashi says, right? So Moshe said, the Mitzvim are going to say, you're a weakling. You're right. They'll say that? Okay, so I'll do it over 40 years. Nobody will even notice. Right, after 14,000 people died.
Okay, but
so what is that? So a second, so there's such a concept, Moshe, for you, I'll do it. I would let this Megefa go even further. For you, I'll stop.
And Tshuva? But this video is not Tshuva right? Either, because this video is done by the Kohen Gadol only. He's doing it on behalf of everybody else.
Right, so what does that even mean? I don't have an answer. I don't know. Maybe in the last paragraph, when we get to Tshuva, we can get some clarity. I'm just raising the question. I don't know.
I'm not sure you can get an answer you like.
It can't be, maybe it can be, I would find it hard to believe that without any Tshuva on your part at all, you get this big slicha and big kapara just because the day Yom Kippur itself or the Kohen Gadol did something or some carbon was brought on your behalf and the Kohen's wearing some begadim and therefore you get tshuva. I find it hard to believe.
The problem is it has to be something similar to that. Because once you do tshuva yourself, you're technically forgiven for whatever you've done.
That's right. It's as if you never did it. That's the power of tshuva. It's an amazing thing.
You're right. You're conflating two different concepts. You wouldn't need something else. Yourself.
That's exactly right. What do we need the mill for? Just don't speak Lashon Hara, do tshuva, and then you have it forgiven no matter what.
What does that mean?
Exactly. So I don't...
It's an observation. You keep conflating two different things.
What?
Punishment and tshuva.
Right.
Well, both together the same thing.
Because without tshuva, you're chayev, you have to pay the piper.
Maybe even with tshuva you have to pay.
No. That's the power of tshuva. Tshuva makes it as if you never did it. Real tshuva. Now, real tshuva is not so easy. Right? We sit here in Yom Kippur and banging away our chests. That's not real tshuva.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Mitzvah tzaddik and mechaper.
Yeah. All right, so we're getting into very heavy-duty philosophical things. I don't know. I don't answer that. Right. I'm just raising the question. So, now, because it was the first time I really mentioned this, that what these karbonos actually do. It's the first time I really mentioned it. On the 61st daf of Yuma, it's the first time it even says that. That's mechaper for things. Tana Rabbanon. So the Brisa says, V'chile mechaper sakodesh, zelof, same thing, we're going to read the same thing now. V'chile mechaper sakodesh, zelof naivalof nim. That it's mechaper for the kodesh, that means the kodesh kedoshim. Ol moed, zehechol, that's the kodesh. Mizbeach, kimashmo. The mizbeach, that's what it means. Mizbeach is mizbeach. Again, why is there a separate category for mizbeach? I don't know. Malamit shikulin kapara kapar b'fnei atzman. Everything is a kapar for itself. Bikan amru. Here we see nosan mixas matanos shebifnim. Let's say you do mixas matanos shebifnim. You're in the kodesh or the kodesh kedoshim, and you do a little bit of the sprinklings, and you spill the rest. The cup spills. So finishbach adam. Cup spills. Yavi dam acher. You bring another one. Another cup. V'yaschil b'tchilas matanos shebifnim. You have to start over again to count from one. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, no, eno maschil el makom shepasak. You have to start over from one. Wherever you left off, you have number five, and the next one number six. I get a different cup. So what? Gomeres matanos shebifnim. If you finish the matanos of the fnim, now vinish bachadam. I already was in there. I already did what I had to do. Then it spilled on the way out. I tripped and it spilled. So now. Yavi dam acher, bring another one. V'yaschil b'tchila b'matanos shebehechol. Start over from scratch. No one argues on that because he didn't do anything yet in the hechol, right? You first read the kodesh kedoshim. I finished everything without a mishap. Now on the way out, I spilled it. So bring a new cup and start over. Nasan mixas matanos sheb. You continue, but you're up to zero.
Okay.
Right.
Correct.
And no one argues that. No one argues about this one. Now nasan matanos mixas matanos shebehechol. If you did mixas matanos shebehechol, navinish bachadam, and then the dam spilled again, yavi dam acher v'yaschil b'tchil shebehechol. You got to start over again. For Lazar Reb Shimon Omrim, eno maschil ela makom shepasak. No, you don't start over. You start. You can resume where you left off. Same exact thing. Gomar matanos shebehechol. You finish that. Navinish bachadam. Now the blood spills. Yavi dam acher. You bring another dam v'yaschil b'tchil matanos hamizbeach. Now we're going to go to the Mizbeach, right? There are three stages. Kodesh Kedoshim, outside the Kodesh Kedoshim at the Peroches, and then the Mizbeach. Up to the third one, up to the Mizbeach. Now it's filled. So same thing. You didn't start yet. This is about Mizbeach. You didn't start yet. So Nasan Mixas Matanos HaMizbeach, Vinish Bechadam, Yovid HaMachav Yaskim B'tchilas Matanos HaMizbeach. You start over again. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Makom Shepasak HuMaschav. No, same thing. You can resume where you left off with a new cup. You finish the matanos of the mizbeach. Now what do you do now? Now you're done. As a halacha, that any blood left over gets poured down the yesod of the outer mizbeach. So that's not ma'akev. So if you spill now, big deal. Nishba achadam, divriakol, lo ma'aklo. Everyone holds not ma'akev. It would be nice if you had it. Torah says you should pour down the yesod, but if you don't, if it's spilled, it's not ma'akev. Amr b'yochanan. So there's a machlokas here, right? Ushneya mikra echadarshu. They're both learning it out of the same pasuk. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is, if it spills in the middle of an avoda, and you bring more dam, do you start over or do you resume? That's the machlokas. What's going on? So it says like this. It says, midam hachatas, hakipurim, from the dam of the chatas hakipurim, achas bashana, once a year. Right? So Rav Meir Savar, chatas achas amartilach, v'lo shtei chatos. I told you one chatas, not two chatases. Therefore, Rameir, who's the Tana Kama, says, if it spills in the middle, you have to bring me, you have to start over from scratch. Why? It has to be one continuous unit. It can't be two. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, chituy achas amarti lach, velo shnei chituyin. One chituy. How do they translate the word chituy?
The sprinkling.
One sprinkling and not two sprinklings. Meaning, I don't care where the dam comes from. You're going to have one unit of sprinkling. So it doesn't matter if it's from one cup or two cups, it doesn't make a difference. It has to be one unit of sprinkling. So I'm going to sprinkle seven times. Not, could be 13 times. Because if it's spilled by number six, I got to start over again? Of course not. Rameir said, you got to start over again. It has to be from one animal. Right? One chatos. And they hold, no, one sprinkling. So if it spills in the middle, then you resume the sprinkling. You only do seven. According to Rameh, you could do a maximum of 13, you could spill the last to end, six, so then you get seven more, it's 13. No, only one sprinkler. That's what they're arguing about. Tanya, Amar Rebbe, so now, when it comes to a Metorah, the mitzvah process is pretty complicated. So let's skip to the end. The first 7 days, some kind of procedures that go on. He shaves off all his hair. To go into all that, that's relevant. Then on the eighth day, he goes to the mikveh. Then he brings a carbon, and his carbon is a chatas and an asham and a log, one log of shemen, right? The carbon will come to the mitzorah, and he puts the dam on his palm, and on the Kohen's toes and fingers, thumbs. And then another Kohen takes oil and pours it on another Kohen. And then the Kohen will take his finger, the two Kohanim. One Kohen has oil in his hand, one Kohen had dam. The one that had the oil, is sitting with oil. The other Kohen will take his finger, put it in the dam, and sprinkle it on the Kohen, and stick the oil. And he'll sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. Toward the parochet, just like Yom Kippur, right? The dam he sprinkles there, and the oil he puts on the kohen. The point is, he's doing the same sprinkling 7 times in front of the Kodesh Kedoshim, just like on Yom Kippur. You do it for a mitzvah. There's oil here also, which confuses everything. That's what's going on. And so Rebbe says, Lichilek Reb Yaakov Belugin. The issue of the oil, that even though there's a machlokes, what you do on Yom Kippur, do you start over again or not? When it comes to the matanos of the mitzvah, everybody agrees that if the oil spilled, you have to start over from scratch. Everyone agrees to that. By Yom Kippur, there was a machlokas, but by the oil of the mitzvah, everyone agrees to that. V'lo, that's not true. V'otani, we have a brisa that says, Nosan miksas matanos shebifnim, if you applied part of the matanos of the oil, v'nishbach halog, and it spilled, yavi log acher, v'yaskik b'tchila, shematanos shebehechel. You start over again. Which is what Rabbi Meir said about Yom Kippur. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Mimakom shepasak umastil. You continue, you resume. It's the exact same thing. It's not different. Gomar matanos shebehechel. If you finish that, v'nishpach halog, then the log spilled. Yavi log acher. You bring another one. V'yaskli betchilas matanos shebehonos. And you start over again on the toes. Nosan mixes matanos shebehonos. If you started applying the log of oil to the thumbs and the toes, v'nishpach halog, and now it's spilled. Yavi log acher v'yaschem betchilas matanos shebehonos. You start over again from the beginning of the toes. You start over again. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer mimakom shepasak umaschil. You don't start over again. What do you mean? They all agree. They don't agree at all. It's the exact same thing. They have machlokas. Gavim matanos shebehonos. If you finish the matanos of the toes, nishbach halog, and now it's spilled. Divyakol matanos harosh lo makeves. Then they would take the leftover oil and pour it on his head. That everyone holds not ma'akiv. It's just like the pouring the blood down the yisod. It's not ma'akiv. So what do you see? Of course they're arguing. Rebbe said that Reb Yaakov told me there's no machlokas by oil, by mitzvah. It's not true at all. So Gemara says, you're right. Emo, no, Rebbe said was, Li Shon Reb Yaakov Belugin. Yeah, Reb Yaakov told me the same machlokas by the oil. Just change the statement. Exact same machlokas. Omar Mar. So we just said a minute ago that Matanos Harosh ain't Ma'keves. They're supposed to pour the leftover oil on the... You're supposed to pour some of the oil on the mitzvah's head, and then the rest of the oil, the Kohanim could use, bring it home, and use it. Okay? But there was an issue here about putting it on his head, and if you don't do it, it's not the end of the world. It's not Ma'akev. The mitzvah is still Tohar, but it's not Ma'akev. My time, or why is that? Ile b'mishom d'ksiv v'anosem min ha-shemen, because... So it's not really ma'akev, right? So it's just shirayim, and it's not really for the kapara. So elamayata vanoseres min ha-mincha hachanami zolam ma'akev. So what about the noseres of a mincha, the extra of a mincha that is ma'akev? So if you want to compare it to that, why would the oil on the mitzvah's head not be ma'akev? Why not? No. Shiny chasam. It's different. Dichsev umesar vahanosar. It's like a double. It's like a double, double, a double extra. It's extra and extra. So it's for sure extra. Sama akiv. By a mincha, that's not true, because by a mincha, it's not true, and therefore mincha, whatever they're comparing it to mincha, not a valid comparison. So the leftover oil on the mitzvah's head is amakiv. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asham mitzora, in asham mitzora, sheshachtu shalol lishmo. That's shechted shalol lishma. Banu machlokas, Reb Meir v'Elazar Reb Shimon. It's the same machlokas. What is going on? Reb Meir of the Amar Yavi Acher v'Yaschil b'tchila. So Reb Meir said that if you botch up the sprinklings in the middle, you bring another one and start over from scratch. So what happens if you have a mitzorah and the asham was brought shalol lishma? So you have to start over from scratch and bring another one? Hachanami, yes. Yavo acher v'yishchot. Bring another one. That one was the shalol lishma, so it's puzzle. Start over from scratch and bring another asham. Lazar of Shimon or Makom Shapasak Mishamu Maschil. 1 second. But they hold, they keep on going where you're up to. So let's say it's Yom Kippur. And we sprinkled 4 or 5, and now we spilled the blood. I gotta get another animal, shecht it, let's say, start over. And then resume where I was up to. Here, Hacha Ein Lo Takana. Here, what do you mean bring another animal? You can't. Why can't you? So Rashi explains. Alma, lo amrin on kaman de lesi dami. We don't say as if the Zosham's not here. Hachanami, chashivahi. V'yefshel l'gomrol ba'acher. You can't bring another one. Why not? D'achsiv, because it says in the Torah, keves echad osham. Echad osham arti lach v'lo shtei ashamos. Only one osham you can bring, you can't bring two. V'hachana lekad l'duchuye, k'damrinu l'el, chitud echad amarti lach, hilach ein lo takana. There's no takana. Nothing you can do with it. You can't bring another one. You're allowed to. You can't continue. It's the lolishma. Mamash have no answer. He's stuck. What's going to be with him? So there's a Rambam here that says that maybe Rashi says that if he doesn't bring the asham, he can never eat kachem for the rest of his life. He'll never be able to eat kachem again because he can't bring the asham because it was brought to lolishma. He can't bring another one. Doesn't say it here. It says it in Pesachim. You can't bring another one. Now, Ladu, you're stuck. According to the Rambam, Rambam says no. You should bring. You can't bring another one. It doesn't mean he's not tar. He's tar. He did everything else right. He's tar. Can you catch him? Just okay. So he can't get this asham. Never able to bring the asham.
Or maybe if he did it again at some point in the future,
with the second one. Yeah, but you can't force yourself to get saras.
Whereas if he never got it, if he got it again, it would be okay.
Maybe, perhaps, right? Maskevlor of Chista, Vaha Oso Ksiv, but it says Oso, right? What does it mean, Oso? So according to that, even Reb Meir would have a problem. Okay, Kasha, it's a Kasha. Even according to Reb Meir, it's a Kasha. Fine. Tanya Kavased Reb Yochanan. We have a Braisa that supports Reb Yochanan. Why? It says, Asha Mitzora Sheshachtu Shalol Shmo. It was shechted shalol lishma. Oh, shalosa midamo legabi pohonos. Or you didn't apply the blood on the toes. Hareze olo legabi mizbeach v'ton nesachim. You could put on the mizbeach and bring the nesachim. V'tzarech asham acher lahachshiro. You need another asham to machshir it. So what do you see from here? If the asham was brought shalol lishma, you have a takana. Bring another one. Rav Chista amalach mait tzarech. What does it mean? What did we just say? The Brayton said, Tzarech Asham Acher L'Hachshiro. You have to bring another one. So what do you see? You can bring two Ashams. Rav Chista said, I'm sorry. Where's Rav Chista? Yeah, Maskel Rav Chista. You can't do that. You can't bring another one. Rabbi Yochanan said you could. You can't bring another one. So, Rav Chista Amalach, what does it mean, my Tzarech? What does it mean, listen to this, you have to bring another one. Yeah, tzarech to emel takana. You have to bring one, but you can't. Meaning, you're required to, you need to, but you can't. V'tani tana tzarech emel takana. You ever find such a thing like that in Shas? You need to do that, but you can't. You ever find such a thing like that? There's no such thing like that. Rashi says, V'chiyesh tanoim shonim tzarech b'davar emel takana. Do the Tanaim ever write, ever speak like that? You need to do this, but you can't. They don't even talk like that. And they do talk like that. V'atanya, how about this? Nazir memurat. Let's say you have a nazir who's bald. So the halacha is that a nazir has to shave his hair when he finishes his naziris. But he's bald, he has no hair. So what about a nazir memurat? What about him? So Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Tzarech havaras tar. You have to go through the motions. Take a razor, and you're going to be shaving his nice bald head. Nothing to shave, but you got to go through the motions. Beishil Omrim, Ein Tzarech havaras tar. You don't have to do that. What does it mean, Ein Tzarech? It means you don't have to, or you can't. V'Omr Vavina, Kisha Omrim Beishamai Tzarech, when Beishamai said, Tzarech, you have to, what it means is, you have to, but you can't. Right? Upligi Rav Pedas. And that argues on Rav Pedas. Why? The Amr of Pedas, Rav Pedas said, Beishamai v'Rav Elazar Amru Dover Echad. Beishamai and Rav Elazar had the same thing. Beishamai had Amar, Beishamai we just explained, and Rabbi Elazar the Tanya. It's really the Tanya, it's a mission in the Goyim. Ain lo bowen yad v'regel, u bowen regel. You don't have any toes. The mitzvah doesn't have any toes, he doesn't have any thumbs. Doesn't have. So what do? Ain lo tahira olamis. He'll never become tar. Because he can't put oil or blood on the fingers and toes. Doesn't have. Rabbi Elazar omer, nos en amakom v'yotze. You put on the spot that it's good enough. Same thing. You go through the motions of shaving off his hair, doesn't have any hair. So you go through the motions. Same thing over here. You go through the motions. It's good enough. So he disagrees with this idea that tzarech means you can't do it. Tzarech, you have to do it, but you can't. No, you could. Reb Shimon Omer, if nothing else, shall smol yotza. You can put it on the left hand, it's also good. Doesn't have a right hand, you put it on the left hand. Right? So what does it mean, tzarech? Tzarech means v'yesh lo takana. You have an out. Reb Avina held it means you don't have an out. We don't like that, but Pedas said it means you have an out. Tana Rabbanan, it says, v'lokach midam ha'asham. It says that you're going to take from the Dam Ha'asham. Right? What's this talking about? This is the Kabbalah's Hadam, Yachal B'Kli. I would think you have to put into a Kli. Talmud Lomar, V'Nasan. Man Nesina Ba'atzum Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen, Af L'Kicha Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen. Now, what does that mean? That means we're going to put blood on the Metzorah himself. So for that, there's no Kli. The Kohen puts the blood in his palm, and he sprinkles it on the Metzorah himself. Yachal Afl Mizbeach Kain. So maybe for the Zrika, same story. Talmud Lomar, Ki Gechatas Ha'asham Hu. Ma Chatas Tu'una Kli, Af Asham Tu'una Kli. Right? By the way, there's something called, it's one of the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatara Jeshavim. It was Davar Shiyatza, Shahaya Bechlal, V'yatza Min HaKlal, Lo Lulamed, V'yatza Min HaKlal, Lide Davar HaKharash, V'chziru La'akasav L'chal B'feirish. You read it every morning. You know what that means? What does it even mean? So Mitzorah, I only know of two examples of this in the Torah. One of them is right here. The Torah says like this. A Mitzorah, the blood is sprinkled on him. That's a Chiddush. That's Davar HaKharash. That's a new thing. I never heard of that before. You don't do any other carbon. No carbon like that. However, the Torah goes out of its way to say, but when you sprinkle on the Mizbeach, you use a Kli. In other words, don't think that the sprinkling is on the Kohen, on the Mitzorah, and not on the Mizbeach. It's on the Mizbeach too. So there's take it out of the Klal to teach you a Chiddush, but then the Torah has to go out of its way to tell you, but it's still part of the Klal. Like every other carbon that gets sprinkled on the Mizbeach. That's one of the examples of this, one of the 13. Anyway, Nimsa to Omer, Asher Mitzorah, Shnei Kahanim, Mekabel Adam. So there's two Kahanim, Mekabel Adam. One in the Kli for the Mizbeach, and one in his hand to sprinkle on the Mitzorah himself. Echad b'yad v'echad b'kli. Zeh shekibel b'kli, b'alo etzel mizbeach. Zeh shekibel b'yad, b'alo etzel mitzorah. Yeah, one goes to the mitzorah and one goes to the mizbeach. Tana Rabbanan, v'kulan. Yeah. You have a question? Oh. What? No, they change it to Tana Rabbanan. We should change Tana Rabbanan. V'kulan, all these avodas that the parim and the parim and the seirim that if the dam spilled in the middle, the kul on all of them metame begadim, they all make the kohen tame v'nisrafin abeis hadeshin divrei Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon, right? They have to be burnt outside the because they all got the blood spilled. They bring new animals, so they do the old animal. You have to burn it outside the Beis Hadesh, outside the Yerushalayim. V'cham omrim ein matam begadim ein nisrafin a Beis Hadesh ela achron, only the last one. Hol the gamar bo kapara. That's when he got the kapara from. By mine Rav Amir of Nachman kama seirim mishaleach. How many seirim have to be sent out? All of them. Amalevichi edru mishaleach. We hold your whole flock, meaning only one. Amrulo v'chi edro soreif. What do you mean? How many of your flock has to get burnt? What does that mean? It means only one? No. Hasam lo ksiv oso, hacha ksiv oso. There it doesn't say by Zazazel. Zazazel died. You bring another one or you burn them. So, no, it doesn't say oso. So, Zazazel will be different. That's the difference between this and the Zazazel and the Hashem. Fine. So, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by Itmar. And everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.